Rise and Shine with Robbo and Becky on Vision.
Shari Rigby was recently seen in the movie The Least of These and will be back in cinemas real soon in the new movie Overcomer. And Shari joins us on the phone right now. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah,
excellent.
Good, thank you.
Very well.
Thanks for taking the time to chat to us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for taking the time.
We spoke to you a little while back when we were talking
the
about
least of these.
The Least of These, but a new movie on the horizon,
busy,
Overcomer.
Busy.
Yes. It's been a busy season, and Overcomer is going to keep us all really busy for the next several months. So, yeah, definitely. But I remember our call. Thank you so much.
It's so good to get to hear some of the insight. And I'm going to ask you another sort of behind-the-scenes question here, because I remember last time we spoke to you, you were on set doing a TV show.
Yeah.
Like, Overcomer, I mean, it's obviously going to be in cinemas shortly, and you mentioned that's a busy time for you, but obviously it's all been shot and filmed and it's all done and dusted. How long ago were you actually on the set filming this movie?
Yeah, so we actually filmed Overcomer last year. We were on set for 2 months, June, July, and then we started doing some screenings and press in November, and then it picked up again in February.
Wow.
And then, you know, it's constantly, you know, kind of in that process of getting the words out and screening, and then we just started to officially kick off the press on our side as far as the actors go.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So it'll run probably for us until sometime in early September. So, yeah, lots going on.
That's great.
That's a lot.
A busy wee beaver.
Yeah.
As you say, we talked to you not that long ago when you were doing the Least of These promotion, and you mentioned Overcomer was coming up.
Yeah.
We said we'd have to talk to you again. How did you come to be part of the Overcomer cast? You know, sent the script and you delved into it, or was it a bit like Least of These where you sort of said, no, I'm not going to do this one, but ended up doing it?
You know, and that's a great question. You know, as far as Overcomer, it was interesting. I actually had my very first job back with the Irwin Brothers that did a video called Slow Fade with Casting Crown that was actually for the movie Fireproof.
Oh, and wow.
That was back in, 2008. And so from that time on, of course, the Kendrick Brothers have been growing and doing their movies, and I had been praying that God would, you know, give me an opportunity to work with them. Had a lot of friends that worked with them, really admired their work and just who they are as human beings. And over the years, I've been able to get to know them. And so I had heard back in January of 2018 from a dear friend that the Kendrick Brothers were actually had started the vetting process on the cast. That they were going to be looking at for this particular movie, and I was one of those cast members. And so that came to me in January, and I didn't end up auditioning for this movie until April, and I went through a pretty lengthy process of auditioning and then ended up getting the part in mid-May. And it was just, what I love, though, is the audition scene is a scene that I do in the movie that's actually a scene between, Alex Kendrick and myself. And,
wow.
That particular scene when I auditioned, I just remember thinking, man, they really wrote this character well. I hadn't even read the entire script, but what I liked was that she was this very strong and confident woman, and that they could literally show, like, you know, she came out and called out her husband on the things that were going on, and yet at the same time, she came back and realized that what he needed was his helpmate, and that he needed this humble spirit to come out and share with him what she actually saw in him and encourage him. And I just thought, what a beautiful character. And so I was thrilled to be a part of it.
Wow.
So cool.
That's awesome.
It's a powerful scene in the movie, as you say, you know, I guess that there was a choice, you know, that the character, Amy, that you play, could have made. I mean, you could have just sort of gone, you know, after your husband and said, come on, you know, you got to pull your act together. Or, you know, take the more humble route. And it was a, very powerful scene and certainly set the stage, I guess, for the way that the story unfolded. So it is amazing. But it really, I guess, tickles my fancy because you talked about how you admired the Kendrick brothers. But, I mean, going from admiration to playing, you know, the on-screen wife of this character, of Alex, I mean, that's pretty amazing transition even in itself.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was one thing I just always really admired and respected who they were and what they actually, their ministry was about. Mm. But then to play opposite of Alex was just a whole nother highlight for me, really, because here he was directing and acting and producing this film. He had written this film along with Steven, and to see the talent and just the love and admiration that he had for us as a cast and also for his crew and really desired to have our input was just one of those things that you go, gosh, I've dreamt about this. This is what people dream about doing in the industry and working with people like this. And then to be able to do that. And I think that I'll never forget my very first day on set. We went into rehearsals and I was working across from Alex, and before anything else happened, he looked at me and he just said, "I want you to know that God chose you for this role."
Oh, wow.
Wow.
"You are supposed to be here and tell this story." And I was like, wow. I mean, he just set the stage for me to say, it's not about me as a human being and this director or actor, it's about that God chose you.
Mm.
And I thought, what an incredible statement. So I couldn't be more pleased and honored to be a part of this project with them.
That's so cool.
That's so amazing. I love it. And there, you know, you go from that and you can see there's some great themes in this movie too that are so important to adults and kids, you know, identity being one of them. So it must have been, you know, to have that and his gracious way of that and you playing it must be so important to portray.
I think that it was really important. I think that was a part, especially with the encouragement that Alex gave me. But what it did is I think it really freed me up to tap in and be reminded that God did call me to this and that, you know, he really does prepare you for, you know, what you're about to embark on. And for me, it's playing these characters. And so for me, you know, this story was really important in so many ways, my identity, overcoming the things that I've overcome in my life. But then also, my husband really has taught me to be able to go and say I'm sorry and to be reminded that, you know, I am a helpmate to him and I can encourage him. And he's really been that incredible, loving man. And so all of those things I got to really live out and be a part of in the script. And that's what's incredible to me about movie making, and especially when you're on God's time, because he's like, I'm going to blow your mind with the story
that I want to
tell.
That's so cool.
I love it.
That's so cool. I guess in some respects, there must have been a ease, I guess, for want of a better word, because, you know, in real life, you've been married for 21 years, you've got two sons, so there was a bit of similarity in that. But the other thing that I was intrigued that you're involved with in Hollywood is a group, a women's group that looks at identity and purpose and, you know, serving others and just living life in Hollywood. So there, you know, there's some great things that you're doing, I guess, sowing into the lives of people in real life as well.
Yeah, you know, that was another thing that was such an incredible blessing about this movie, because really that's what you see Coach John Harrison do, you know, and Amy, you know, they're mentoring and working with this young girl, Hannah. And for my life, you know, I came to Hollywood in 2009, and I really believe when God called me here, I just kept thinking, well, he's called me here to be a movie star, of course, right? I mean, if that's why God calls you to Hollywood, he's going to make me a movie star. And yes, he's done all those things, but really very quickly, I was sitting in an acting class, and I was sitting there and I was looking around the room at all of these incredibly talented actors that we see, you know, on TV and in films. And I was sitting in the midst of them and they just looked so broken.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember God speaking to my heart and he said, "You're here for my broken women." And, you know, that I ended up starting a group in 2010, The Women in My World. And what it did was it allowed me, God gave me an opportunity to start speaking into women that were coming into the industry and really to be reminding them that who they are and whose they are and their identity and where does it rest. And because we're in a business that, you know, is constantly saying you're not enough. And that's really, really tough. And so I have been able to really be a part of their life to, you know, share identity and purpose and that God does have a plan for your life and his timing is perfect. And, you know, how are we serving? And so those have been the incredible opportunity that I've had here in Hollywood, more so than anything else. So, yeah, it's been incredible to be part of that as a mentor.
That's
wow.
so wonderful.
That's awesome.
And as you've said, I mean, really, though, all those themes are really embodied in this new movie, Overcomer, which is just portrayed so brilliantly. I've had the opportunity to see it and just loved it. And my wife as well. We just so enjoyed the movie and just encourage everyone to get out and see it. When it hits cinemas here in Australia, we're beating you guys by a day.
We'll have it here
on the 22nd of August. You've got it on the 23rd. But looking forward to seeing it make a huge impact, not just in Australia, but right around the world.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Yes, absolutely. I think we're really believing that this movie is going to touch people of all ages, all demographics. It's got incredible messages of identity, forgiveness, family, mentoring, marriage. I mean, you name it. And it's, you know, you have all the great things that make a great movie. I mean, it's you're laughing and then you're crying and you're on your feet sharing. And it's just, you know, that's just another thing that you go, wow, look at how God has put his hand on this particular movie to be able to minister and to encourage so many people around the world. I just, it's amazing. Mm. I love it.
Just one last question before we go, Shari. You were involved with October Baby, which was back in, was it about 2012, I think, that movie came out?
Right, right, uh-huh.
Obviously, it just seems like Christian films have just, you know,
gone to the next
growing,
level.
Yeah, like as far as production values and everything. What's it been like for you sort of observing that? I mean, there's been just an explosion of quality as well as quantity of Christian films. So, and you've been involved with some of those over all those years. What's it been like to watch that just continue to grow?
Well, you know, that is such a great question. I love this question. It, for me, it has been really an answer to prayer. And I can tell you, years ago when I was still living in Arizona and God called me into the industry, I was praying that he would give me opportunity, if he was really calling me to this, that he would give me incredible believers to work with, that he would allow me to tell his stories, and that I could honor him through those. And to see him doing that and to doing it on the level that he's doing it is absolutely fantastic. Between the cinematography, just the production value in itself, the storytellers that are coming to the presence, whether it's actors or actresses or actual film writers. I mean, we have an explosion going right now. And I really believe that God is taking back. He's a God of creation. Mm-hmm. And I believe he's taking back that creative side to tell more empowering stories. And I believe he's going to touch more people's lives through movie making and television, through believers, than we could have ever imagined. And I'm so blown away that I get to be a part of it and see it on this side of it.
That's wonderful.
That's amazing. Well, exciting times ahead. We'll have to keep that out and keep watching. Thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us this morning. We will all go and check out Overcomer in the cinemas when it hits us on the 22nd of August.
Thank you guys so much. It's such great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Well, maybe we'll get you out here doing a movie in Australia sometime.
We'll
have
to see
try
you down
and
under.
Think of something.
We have to. I need this. I'm like, oh my gosh, I get to talk with people in Australia today. I'm so excited.
Yeah, well, we will all just start praying and see what God does.
We'll see if you come down, let us know.
The impossible.
We'll do it. We'll do it. I'll join forces with you in that prayer. So hopefully we'll see you face to face soon.
Before you go, thanks for listening. There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au. And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation, large or small, will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world. Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.